Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. It's Monday morning, and everybody needs to hear the Word of God on Monday morning. Why? Because it has the power to change your life and destiny if you'll let it. I'm Mike Campbell.
And I'm Jada Campbell.
This is my beautiful wife, Jada.
Good morning, everybody.
And together, we are PM and the AM.
That's right.
Well, okay. So, hey, it's good to be with you. What a great week. I hope you went to church, and I hope you're following the vision of the house. And this week we got another great topic to talk about. And
We're kind of piggybacking on last week. This week we're going to talk about do not lose heart.
Do not lose heart.
Do not be dismayed.
You know, Jada, over the last, do not be dismayed. I like that word, dismayed. Over the last 4 years, it's been easy for people, especially the Christian people, to be dismayed because they felt like Donald Trump was going to be reelected, and a lot of people bought into the theory of the stolen election, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Mm-hmm. No need to rehash any of that. And but remember, ladies and gentlemen, we're not dismayed over who wins the White House or who loses the White House. Mm-hmm. What we are is we have our faith in the Lord Jesus
That's
Christ.
Right.
You know, in fact, we got this from, let's just go to the scripture in 2 Corinthians 4. Mm-hmm. And let's talk about this for just a little bit. This is going to be a great week where we get to talk about this. We're going to hopefully have a guest on later in the week. But it says, therefore, since we have this ministry, all right, as we have received mercy, we do not what?
Lose heart.
We do not lose heart.
No matter what goes on around us,
yeah.
The chaos around us, the sin that abounds right now, you know, in the last few years, it's just the evil has increased. To the point of people are just kind of like wanting to draw a line now and say, you know, we've had enough. But it says we do not lose heart because we have mercy inside of us. We have the power of God inside of us.
Yeah. And you know, what's interesting about this is though darkness may have increased, right? The Bible says that the grace of God, where sin abounds, grace abounds more. So we have the grace of God working. And notice that Paul said, since we have this ministry, what's that ministry? It's the ministry of reconciliation we've received from the Lord Jesus Christ to reconcile people back to God and people back to people. But first and foremost to God, we're preaching the gospel. Paul said this. He said, I didn't come to baptize. I came for salvation. He came to bring the saving message of the Lord Jesus Christ. Whosoever shall call on the name of the Lord shall be saved. And when we share the testimony, the good news, it should bring some encouragement. Now, it doesn't mean that circumstances will not arise. I mean, you know, and cause dismay to try to come upon us.
Right.
Think about Joshua and the children of Israel.
Yes. You know, we look at, you know, Moses was their mighty leader, you know, brought them out of Egypt. And even though they complained a little bit about it, they realized they looked upon Moses as the great leader. And so all of a sudden, he's now gone.
Yeah.
And so in Joshua, the first chapter of Joshua, he's talking about, you know, he's taking over now. And in verse 9, it says, have I not commanded you, be strong and of good courage. Do not be afraid nor dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go. Wherever you go.
Oh, man. Now, there's good news. The Lord was with Paul when he was in prison. He was with Joseph when he was in the pit. And in the prison, the Lord was with David when he attacked Goliath. The Lord was with him, you know, when he tore his clothes and repented over the fact that he had been a sinner. The Lord never left. In fact, David says, no matter where I am, you're there.
Right.
And so it's important that we realize and understand that God will not forsake us.
Right.
Jesus said that in Matthew's gospel, the 28th chapter. He said, lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the earth, or the end of time is what the reference is there. So he's always with us. Mark 16 says, lo, you know, I'm with you always, you know, or that he will never leave us nor forsake us. I'm going to get that right. And so it's important that we understand that he said, since we've received this ministry, we do not lose heart. But we have, now listen, he goes on to say, this is what we've done that keeps us from losing heart. He says, but we have renounced the hidden things of shame. You see, when you're in sin, you're in shame. And when you're in shame, you lose heart. You'll give in to things that you would not normally give into because of the shame that exists in your life. But I've got good news for you today. Jesus removes your shame. He removes it. I mean, look at the woman with caught in adultery. Mm-hmm. I mean, they brought her, Jada. They had the rocks in their hands.
Right. The law says that she needed to be stoned. Right.
And they said, what do you say? And Jesus got down and wrote in the sand. Then he stood up and said, you who is without sin, let him cast the first stone. Mm-hmm. And one by one from the oldest. See, once again, God always deals with us according to the pecking order.
Right.
And from the oldest to the youngest, they dropped the rocks. Hey, you know what? I'd like to have seen how many rocks. I'd like to have seen the pile.
Yeah.
That was left over.
Right.
Think about it.
All those people that had to admit, and they must have.
Yeah.
They must have had some self-reflection at that moment and realized, yes, yeah, I've messed up too. Yeah.
And you know, then Jesus looked at the woman and said, where are your accusers? And she said, I have none. And he said, neither do I condemn you. Mm-hmm. See, condemnation brings shame.
Yeah.
And God didn't come to condemn the world,
right?
He came that through Jesus, the world might have an opportunity to be saved.
Yeah.
Jesus conquered the condemnation.
You know, I think this also shows us that we as humans categorize sins as if one sin is worse than another. And so she's brought before Jesus in that being caught in adultery. And in most of our humans' minds is, you know, a sexual sin is worse than any other sin. When really all sin to God is the same. If we're lying, if we're gossiping, if we've stolen from our company, but hey, they didn't really need it. You know, our little white lies, those are all sin to God as well. And
that's
so obviously those people who were standing around and Jesus said, you know, cast the first stone if you don't have any sin. They must have realized, okay, I do have a sin in my life. And so I did have to walk away. So did they necessarily have sexual sin? No, they didn't. But he put it where it's all the same.
That's right.
And they had to walk away.
Well, that is good.
And we have to be careful that we should not be judging people according to a different kind of sin.
Yeah.
All sin is the same. And we all fall short, no matter what that sin is. We all fall short. And we all receive mercy once we receive Jesus as our Savior. We all receive mercy equally for any sin we did. They're wiped away. And I do think some people also feel condemnation because they think their sin is worse than other people's sin. It's all the same. God hates sin. He loves you no matter what. And it's all the same. And he's going to forgive you of any sin you have done. If you just
ask right.
Him.
You know, that's really good. And it's true. Every sin is on the same level.
Mm-hmm.
There's not one, only the sin of blaspheming the Holy Spirit.
Now there's some abominations in some areas, but still, generally speaking, all sin is the same.
Yeah.
So don't condemn yourself that you've done something worse than somebody else and God will never forgive you. He forgives all sin. All you have to do is ask.
See, when we renounce the hidden things of shame, then we won't lose heart. We'll know that God's working in us. But he also goes on to say, not walking in craftiness, nor handling the word of God deceitfully. How many times do we twist things so that we can make it come out our way?
Oh.
You know, Simon the sorcerer, remember that?
Yes.
He wanted to receive the Holy Spirit so that he could be seen as some great spiritual thing. When he laid his hands on people, they would receive the Holy Spirit.
It's not for the right motive.
Right.
He wanted it so that he could be an important person.
That's right. That's exactly
right.
We
have to watch our motives.
You know, and craftiness is in trickery. Mm-hmm. It's when we're trying to trick people. And you know something? Truthfully, that's why Jesus got onto the Pharisees.
Mm-hmm.
They were always trying to hold people in bondage.
Yeah.
You know, they would use the word of God to keep themselves piously clean.
Right. Well, they wouldn't be in charge.
Yes.
But you know, craftiness is the same as manipulation. Manipulation is witchcraft.
Yeah.
So you're dabbling in witchcraft.
He says to renounce the hidden things of shame, not walking in craftiness nor handling the word of God deceitfully, but by manifestation of the truth. In other words, letting the truth line up and be magnified in your life. Man, that is so important that we allow the Word of God to get down on the inside of us. Now, ladies and gentlemen, listen, you can see things and hear things, and it will cause you to lose heart. You know, I mean, how many times have you heard a bad report and then boom, takes the air right out of you, mm-hmm. you know, and it's hard to recover from something like that. You've heard people describe it as somebody just hammered them right in the gut, knocked all the breath out of them. Mm-hmm. Well, listen to me. God doesn't want your breath knocked out of you. God wants you to not lose heart. He wants you to remain the same regardless of what you hear and see. In fact, in Numbers 13, I want to take you over to Numbers 13 real quick and look at this. Moses sends 10 spies into the promised land, and they come back and they begin to give a bad report. And are you there?
I'm in 32.
Oh, you're in number. All right, let me give this in Numbers 13.
Okay.
Am I in the right place?
32, I think.
No, you're in, that's Numbers 32:9. I want Numbers 13.
13.
Right where it goes down to the end. If this thing would quit doing, there we go, right here. So, but when the men who had gone up with him said, we were not able to go up against the people for they're stronger than mm-hmm. we. And they gave the children of Israel a bad report. That the land had that they had spied out, saying, the land through which we've gone as spies is a land that devours its inhabitants. All the people whom we saw are men of great stature. There we saw the giants, the descendants of Anak, mm-hmm. and we were like grasshoppers in all our sight, and so we were in their sight. And the Bible says in chapter 14, verse 1, and the congregation lifted up their voices and cried, and the people wept that night. Two men, Caleb and Joshua, tried to still the crowd and tell them, we are well able. Mm-hmm. Look at the fruit that came in. I mean, they had to carry clusters of grapes on poles with men carrying those things. They were so huge. Let me tell you something right now, ladies and gentlemen. When you hear a bad report, listen, that's when you need to go find God. These people didn't go find God. They turned against God and Moses. And because of it, they died in the wilderness and did not get to enter into the promised land.
Now Joshua and Caleb did.
Josh and Caleb.
Because they still believe right. that God could do it.
And I want you to know, you don't have to hear a bad report or see a bad report and fall prey and lose heart with what's going on in life.
Okay.
Well, that's all the time we have for today. Mm-hmm. I tell you what, God is so good. Let me pray for you. Father, I pray for every person watching. I pray today will be a great day. No matter what we hear or see, we will not lose heart. But Father, we will be encouraged by the word of God in Jesus' name. Amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, thank you for being on here. This is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow button so that your families and friends can get connected with what we share every Monday through Friday at 7 o'clock on PM in the AM. We like to bring you a daily word of encouragement.
That's right. Hey, be sure to join us again tomorrow. And same bat time, same bat channel for more of PM in the AM. God bless. We'll see you tomorrow morning.